Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is you can come out of hiding now. You can come out now. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 9 through 18. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our two announcements for today. Number one, remember to set your alarms to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. But if you miss it live, I leave it on the stove for you, on my website, that is, at feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. So please go to the website and you can hear the broadcast as well as share it with others. And you can access that from your phone, tablet, desktop, whatever. Secondly, please remember to continue to support and order my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. I mean, it is an awesome book and you are just ordering it, and I praise the Lord for you on that. One day I'll probably just read you the preface or the foreword to help you gain even more understanding of the book. But if you go to my website, you can hear me teaching from two chapters in the book. So go to feelthefire.com, and on the store page, there's Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. That's where you can order, but you can also hear me teaching from two chapters. All right, so go to feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word today. I'm feeling awesome. I'm going to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 9 through 18. I am reading from the NIV because it's a lot of verses, okay, so you can follow along with me. Then he went into a cave and spent the night, and the word of the Lord came to him. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face, because he knew this was the Lord, and went out and stood at the mountain of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu." You see, the Lord already had a plan together. "Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. Come on and give the Lord praise wherever you are for the reading of his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it with me. You can come out of hiding now. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Ready or not, here I come. Oh, I see you over there behind that tree, John. I got you. You can come out now. Yesterday, I taught, why are you hiding? Focused on Elijah running from his enemies and hiding in a cave because Queen Jezebel had threatened his life, and he believed that he was all alone. We read from the same scripture I read from this morning. He was so despondent that he asked God to just kill him. After God sent an angel to nourish him, he admonished Elijah by asking that question of, why are you here? In other words, hiding in a cave when you are an anointed prophet who has already seen me do great things. Another version of that question could be, why are you hiding? Have you forgotten who I am? Have you forgotten whose you are? You can come out of hiding now. As kids, we played that game, hide and go seek. And you know, the person would stand there counting and everyone would go into hiding. And once they hit that 100 and they said, ready or not, here I come. Our goal was to try to come out of hiding and make it to that designated spot before the counter would find us. But sometimes they would catch us or they'd see us while we were still in hiding, and they would identify where we were and call our names and run back to the tree or wherever the designated, you know, home spot was. And they would tell you, you can come on out now because I see you, I found you. Well, that's the way it is seeing in this word today. God is trying to tell us, you can stop hiding now. I see you. I'm calling you out because I have done too many great things in your life. I have placed too much purpose in you for you to go into hiding when there are so many souls hanging in the balance. There are so many people who are dying and going to hell. There are so many things happening in today's culture, in today's society, that are in opposition to the word of God. And Christians are chicken. Christians are hiding. Christians are afraid to stand up. Christians are afraid of what people will say. Christians are afraid of being unpopular. Christians are afraid of standing up. And God is saying, you can come out now. I see you. I have purpose for you. But if you are going to live your life in the cave like Elijah, if you are going to forget all of the things that I have already done for you, if you are going to forget my word in Romans 8 and 31, that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ that loved you. I'm sorry, 8 and 31, that if God be for us, who can be against us? If you're going to forget my word in Romans 8 and 37, that in all these things, we are more than conquerors. If you're going to forget my word in Isaiah 54, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will come in and lift up a standard against him. In Isaiah 59, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will come in and lift up a standard against him. If you are going to forget how I saved you, that was a miracle in and of itself, wasn't it? How I changed your life, filled you with the Spirit. If you are going to forget how many times I opened doors for you, made ways out of no way, blessed your family, how many times I lifted you out of the despondency of despair, if you're going to forget all of that, then you will continuously live your life in a cave. Let me tell you something right quickly, because we don't have but 15 minutes and we have to get ready to go into prayer. Recently, I went on a date. And for those of you who really know me, you know that I am abstinent until I get married. And so this gentleman that I went on a date with, I don't know how I missed what he was saying. He kept talking about we needed to make sure we have chemistry. We need to make sure we have chemistry. And to me, that meant, okay, we need to make sure we're really connecting as we decide whether or not we want to move into a full-fledged relationship. Well, on the date, the man was literally all over me. I mean, woo, worse than an octopus. And he did some things that were inappropriate. And so I said to him, this can't happen. I don't do that. And he replied to me, well, I don't want the evangelist right now. You know, he just wants me to be just me. And I replied, but they're one and the same. See, a Christian is not what I do. Evangelizing is not what I do. That's who I am. An attorney is what I do. A registered nurse is what I do. Those are my professions. But Christianity is my lifestyle. You can't get me without getting the evangelist, without getting the saved person. Now, that doesn't mean I have to preach a sermon everywhere I go, but it means you can't separate me from my faith. See, I'm already out of hiding. Wherever I go, a Christian is who I am, and that can't be separated. Another example is a friend of mine who's a Christian, and on her job one day they were having, I think she said, Gay Pride Day or something. So what they did is they came around to everyone's desk, and as a Christian, she believes homosexuality is a sin. So they came around to everyone's desk with all of the rainbows and candy and all of these things. But when they got to her desk, she told them, no, you don't do that. I don't celebrate that. See, she had already come out of hiding. She had already stopped hiding who she was in her faith, running from her enemies, running from unpopularity, running from what people thought, and hiding in a cave like Elijah. So because she was out of hiding, she knew who she was, and she was not afraid to stand in that truth, in that faith, and say, no, I draw the line here. When you come out of hiding, people won't have to guess whether or not you're a Christian. They will know it not only in the way you live, but because you're not afraid to stand up for what is right. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't utilize compassion. This doesn't mean that when you stand up for what is right, that you don't stand up with a spirit of humility, realizing that just like this person has a sin, you have sinned. So you don't go to people trying to assassinate their character or trying to destroy them. No, you go in faith to save the soul. But you have to first be willing to come out of hiding. Stand up for something. Stand your ground for something. Be a leader somewhere. Stop being afraid. Let's get ready to go into prayer. I know this is good word, and I know this is encouraging because some of you needed to get that push to stand up today. Let's go into prayer because our time is running. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Come on and praise him wherever you are. We magnify you, God, because you're so great that you push us to greatness every day. Iron sharpens iron. You push us to being able to stand on our own two feet, understanding that we are standing in your power and your grace. Just stand up now. Come out of hiding. Not be afraid to give a word. Intercede. Speak what is right. Stand for what is right, because souls are waiting. They're hanging in the balance for somebody to be willing to say, no, I'm I'm a Christian. I don't do that. I don't say this. I don't participate in that. But can I pray with you? Can I love on you? Can I share the word with you? God loves you. God wants better for you. I am out of hiding now. Bless everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later, that we will put on the full armor of God, that wherever we go, the anointing is with us, and that we will understand that we don't have to run and hide in a cave any longer, but we can come out of hiding now. Bless our families. Bless our friends. Bless our colleagues. Bless even those who are our enemies. Bless our pastors. Bless the leaders of this world. Father, just bless, bless, bless. Open doors. Help us not to be afraid to walk through them, but to come out of hiding now, to understand that we are more than conquerors, to stand firm with our back straight and to say, I am a servant of the Lord, and I will not participate in that, but I will help you if you want it, to come on into the great side, the side of the Lord. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast right now that you would have your way in their lives. Bless them, Lord God, in Jesus' name, let everyone listening say, amen, hallelujah, praise him. Come on and keep praising him. If you are not saved, if you're backslidden, repeat after me. Let me give you a quick altar call. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins now. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. Set your alarms to tune in here with me. Get into the Word. Come on and praise God as I give you our task for today. Continue to praise him. Our topic for this morning is you can come out of hiding now. Your task for today is to stand up for something, for somebody. Don't take down today. Stand up. All right? Continue to praise the Lord. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, or go to the website after 8 a.m. to feeldthefire.com. And your glam.